Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 7 to the hour. That's Junior Walker and the All-Stars. That's Shotgun. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're celebrating our 19th year of the Small Business Advocate Show. We're doing it with one of the longest, actually the longest member of our, longest standing member of our brain trust, Karen Kerrigan, joined me in 1997, December of 97. So we got her 19th anniversary coming up real soon. She's the president and the founder of the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, SBEcouncil.org. Folks, nobody works harder for you as a small business than Karen and her organization. Karen, tell us about it.
Great, Jim. Yeah, we've SBE Council. We're an advocacy, research, and education organization dedicated to protecting small business, promoting entrepreneurship. We have 100,000 members throughout the country who work with us and engage on all a whole range of policy issues. You know, people should visit our website, sbecouncil.org. Sign up for our e-news to get a lot of good business tips and trends.
If they want to donate and can support you financially, they can do it right there on the website, can't they?
They can. You could go to, join us, where you could support us and join as a member, but also you can join as an advocate for free. What's most important to our organization is that we have the engagement of the small business community to push for all the changes and reforms that we want to create an environment that's great for startups and small business growth.
So, folks, check it out and use them. Please see what they have to offer there and support them, because I promise you they're working hard for you. Karen, let's talk about the economy going forward. There has been, in my lifetime, I've never seen so much pent-up entrepreneurial energy as we have been repressing and suppressing for the last 8 years. I believe when small business owners start to believe that they have a government that's not going to be pulling a gotcha on them every time they turn around, if they take a risk, I believe that the economy will leap off the ground over the next year or two. What do you think?
Well, I agree with you, Jim. I think, you know, if things are moving in the right direction, I guess, even from a psychological and confidence standpoint, you know, the business owners and entrepreneurs have really just been surviving in the past 8 to 10 years. They didn't want to take the risk in terms of new investments in the firms and new investments in starting new businesses. I think having that confidence that the policies are going to be moving in a pro-entrepreneur direction, they're going to be relieved of some of these costs and burdens, I think will be tremendous in terms of really boosting the confidence of people who want to take risks and want to invest more in their businesses. So I think it's going to be, I think we're looking at great days ahead. I mean, you know, that doesn't mean there's going to be, you know, obviously, who knows where the business cycle is, right? I mean, given, you know, sort of what we've endured over the past 8 years in terms of this weak recovery. But if you get the policies right, the economy, will move in the right direction, and we'll have more small business growth, and we'll have more entrepreneurship. We need more entrepreneurship, people taking risks and starting businesses in order to have a vibrant, growing economy.
And you know, Karen, that a whole important part of our economy is just positive sentiment.
Yeah.
Small business owners to, and I'll tell you something else, Karen. Small businesses, if there's one silver lining in any of this that's gone on the last 8 years, the small businesses that have survived, their balance sheets, their financial situation is better than it's ever been. If we could grow this economy 3-4%, they're going to be poised without almost no debt. Many of them have no debt, and the cash flow is better. Their balance sheet is in good shape. Their organizations are tight. If we get 3-4% growth, we're talking about amazing profits.
They are, Jim. I mean, from a market perspective, they're very competitive. From a policy perspective, they're not. They have embedded technologies across their operation to squeeze costs to make it through this very difficult period.
Yep.
So they're very, very strong businesses, and you're right. I mean, if the policies are moving in the right direction from a tax and regulatory perspective, it's going to be, I'm really excited about what these businesses can do and what people who want to start businesses can do to help our economy grow.
Right.
So, hopefully, Jim, you know, we're going to have to check in a lot more often, right? Because
That's
I think
right.
There's going to be some exciting days ahead.
Now, you're going to have, absolutely, we're going to have to count on you. We're going to continue to count on you to give us the reports on what's going on. One of the things I want to caution people about is some things I think we're going to find President Trump is a little more progressive on than a typical conservative. I think he's there's some issues that he is not the arch conservative on either, right?
Well, I think so, but, you know, it was Ronald Reagan, the 80-20 rule, right?
It's right.
With the 80%.
Right.
And I think, look, at I think under this administration versus what could have been, you know, if we're moving in the right direction on 80-85% of the issues, we're moving in the right direction.
Right.
And so I think there's going to be many more issues, much more, that are going to be that we'll be pleased with as opposed to being opposed. So
thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for 19 great years.
Oh, Jim, well, we're
going
to do 19 more.
Let's do it. I agree. Karen Kerrigan, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Blassingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.